Indiana University Opera's season opening Don Giovanni's action began as conductor Arthur Fagan led the orchestra in the overture. One, two, three, perhaps as many as six reflections of the daring Nathaniel Olson as Don Giovanni and a conflicted Riley Sfatos as Donna Anna were engaged in a yes-no-maybe bedroom struggle in James Marvel's staging. There were more yeses than noes. As the scripted drama commenced, a single Don and Donna struggled for possession of an apparently valuable strip of red cloth. They were interrupted by Donna's father, the Commendatore, sung by Adam Kroes. After a brief struggle with the Don, the father succumbed while being forced to watch his own dying face in a hand mirror. Later, the Don admired himself in that same mirror. The mirrored back wall of C. David Higgins' set amplified some of the crowd scenes, but that mirror theme wasn't pursued. Donna Anna's fiancé Don Octavio, the resolute Michael Porter, arrived at the murder scene. Whatever guilty feelings Donna Anna may have had about Don Giovanni were overcome by her anger at the murder of her father. They swore the vengeance that would drive the drama. Next on the scene was the dignified Emily Holzclaw as Donna Elvira. Donna Anna had only an evening with Don Giovanni. Donna Elvira claims 3 days and pro forma marriage. In what has to be one of opera's most ironic scenes, Don Giovanni's much-put-upon servant Leporello, the flexible Adam Watson, sought to comfort Donna Elvira with the fact that statistically she was less than 1/2000th of the totality of the Don's activities in the arena of amour. Much of the humor of the evening came with Leporello. Not all the gags worked, but I've never heard as much laughter for a production of Don Giovanni at IU as I did Saturday night. Donna Elvira does get a bit of revenge by thwarting Don Giovanni's seduction of the country girl Zerlina, the charming Jessica Beebe. Zerlina, in parallel with Donna Anna, has a fiancé, Mazzetto, the plucky Jeremy Johnson. It adds an interesting depth to the drama that although Elvira is the most wrong to the Don's ladies, she's the one who continues right up to the end to be ready to sympathize with him. As that finale approached, Donna Anna, Don Ottavio, Donna Elvira, and Mazzetto had managed to thwart Don Giovanni, but they've ultimately failed to bring him to account. It took that smoky appearance by the ghostly equestrian statue of the murdered Commendatore with a summoning of fiends to drag the still unrepentant Don down to the nether reaches. The finale sextet poked the moral of the rake punished and wrapped up the action. Donna Anna and Don Octavio will wed following a year of mourning for her father. Donna Elvira will enter a convent. Mazzetto and Zerlina will go home, and the shaken Leporello will seek a badly needed drink and a better master. Saturday night's audience applauded warmly and most awarded a standing ovation. Indiana University Opera Theater's production of Mozart's Don Giovanni has its final performances Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.